BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
Here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We have got one nameless rat. Our listener Verity needs a name for it. We need to really make a decision on what it gets called next week, really.
Yeah, I think you're right. We've had enough nominations so far, enough that I think we could choose a name from them.
However, there's a story today that is like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, there's Bumble Air Wednesday. What is discrete or pure mathematics? And we do a Radio 1 lunchtime chicken experiment.
Scott Mills.
Wait, can we have someone now, please?
Yeah, I know. We were saying this yesterday, weren't we? We were sort of kicking up a fuss.
Joke.
Who can we blame?
Everywhere else is having one. If you look, and I'm obsessed with weather apps, right? So if you look at weather apps, everywhere apart from here is having summer right now.
And I just think we need to really crack on with it.
It's not happening.
Up to now, I've been thinking, oh, it's all right, summer will be around the corner. It's like, guys...
Right, it's 19th of June.
Let's crack on.
Where is it? Right, this time last year was roasted.
Yeah. So I don't think
there is going to be one.
I don't know. Do you blame weather people? That's what we were saying yesterday. We're slightly concerned that it's going to be one of those summers which is just kind of wet.
No, but they do get all the flack, but it's not... Remember, they don't make the weather.
No, but they take all the glory when it's good.
Yeah, they do,
so
actually.
I think they should take it when it's bad.
Yeah, true. Last night, once again, so bored, not talking to anyone, I was going through some clips of who I think I most sound like with this current voice.
Really?
I've narrowed it down to three options. See which one you think is the most like this voice right now. It is getting better, isn't it?
Mm. It is getting better, yeah, yeah.
Doc Cotton.
But it turned out he was choking on a bit of sausage.
Actually quite similar in range. Miley at Big Weekend.
I'm guessing that I like squash.
Do you want to try some squash?
I'm scared. Let me smell it.
Or Patsy or Selma.
Turn the heater off. It's boiling in here.
What are you talking about? Good heavens, she's some sort of female madman.
No, see, I think you're there at the moment.
No, I think I'm Doc.
But it turned out he was choking on a bit of sausage.
It turned out, yeah. Remember, I think I'm distantly related to her. Do you remember?
I think there'll be a time in your life where you look and act exactly like her.
Yeah, it won't be long. I think I am. We've talked about this before, right?
Yes.
I think I am distantly related to the actress that plays Doc Cotton.
June Brown.
June Brown.
Yeah.
My nan's no longer with us, but I'm sure my nan told me once in a conversation that we are long lost relatives.
One Scott Mills.
Okay, we've got a bit of an idea. You got the email ready to send?
I'm ready. This is going to be fun.
Okay, explain what's going on.
So we're very, very lucky here at Radio 1 because occasionally we get sent in little gifts and things like that. And we've been sent in quite a lot of chicken.
Chicken?
And we've had our share. But what's amazing about this, I'm about to send an all-staff email, which I never get to do.
That goes to everyone.
Bosses and everything.
Like, literally everyone.
I'm going to say it's in the live lounge. And we can do this like a nature documentary. It's interesting seeing who comes first.
Yeah, it really is. It is like nature. So we can see from where we are the live lounge. And already we've got a pecker.
Yeah,
Ali Plum.
Yeah,
for films.
He's just seen, and you watch. They will all come. And
you know, like on planet Earth, where their eyes like dart around.
Well,
like,
I'm going to press send on the email. The subject title is free food.
Okay, and let's see who comes first.
Bets.
Yeah. What on who comes first?
Yeah.
I'm saying within 30 seconds, Roshan Alam.
Fine. Are we ready with the chicken?
Ready with the chicken.
Ready.
Ready with the chicken. Here we go.
Next,
and I press send.
Dan Goff will also be here.
And we're off. Right.
Okay. Are we going to wait or do we interrupt the next song or what do we do?
I think what we do is just keep it updated. Sort of best Attenborough impressions.
Okay. So there's a lot of chicken out in the live lounge right now. We're just waiting to see who is first.
What I love about the live lounge as well, I always think this, is the Queen was once in there.
Yeah.
You know, and now there's
now
just a lot of
dirty chicken.
Yeah. Here they come.
Here they come. Robbie Williams, not that one.
It's Robbie Williams, yeah.
First.
Yeah, there he is.
He's only inspecting it. He's walking past.
Sniffing around there.
Now,
right, we're going to go to a song and we'll update
we'll go to
you
a song.
All.
Right.
Scott Mills.
Right, I need to stop this song. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
It is incredible.
Oh, my God.
The numbers
literally
that are currently around
a minute after the email got sent out about the chicken, it's like flies around.
It's well, you shouldn't say that, but it's wild out there.
It's wild. Right, look, it's like a
look at this.
It's like savage birds. Oh, look! Look, they're all, look, it's like a fight going on.
Press
get out of the way.
Well, all of them.
All of the Radio 1 Press department.
Yeah, look at this.
Look at the head of Radio 1 Press. He's straight in there.
Look at that. Double fisting some of these things.
Right.
Just like gathering it all in.
It's like when they do Black Monday.
And it's, yeah, wow.
Where people are stealing TVs, you know?
Yeah, it's just gone, it's wild out there in the live lounge.
Hunter-gatherers, that's what they are.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I've never seen so many people move across an office so quick. That was a great experiment.
Scott Mills.
The Scripts have just tweeted the video of them and the Queen in the live lounge. God, if they could see it now.
Is Claire off reception getting involved as well?
Too right. Well, she should. Also, no one getting her way.
No, well.
She will chop you.
Absolutely. And she deserves it. Give her a whole bag, please.
Yeah.
Oh, there's chips on the carpet now. It really has brought out the animal in everyone.
It's like seagulls.
It really, it's like the seagulls in Finding Nemo kind of crazy. You know what I mean?
Scott Mills.
Right, we've got one nameless rat. Our listener Verity needs a name for it. So I'm looking for your rat nominations. Someone that maybe has done you wrong in life and you want to name the rat after them. Hey, Melanie.
Hi.
So we need to make a decision on this rat. Who have you got for me?
So I have Ricky. Ricky ending in an I, not a Y.
Oh, fancy.
I know, yeah.
Ricky the rat.
Yeah. So Ricky is an ex of mine. We were together for about a year, roughly. And throughout this year, he had a very good female friend who I did get a little bit jealous of occasionally. Like, they used to hang out quite a lot. But he told me that she was a lesbian and that I had nothing to worry about and everything was good. So I thought nothing of it.
Yeah, but this is the thing with... I think this about Chris's wife sometimes.
Right?
I think that you'd be well threatened if things weren't different.
What are you on about?
Yeah.
What are you on about
of me.
I'll be threatened of you.
Me hanging out with her as much as I do.
No, I find it odd sometimes that you two message each other about things that... It's like you have your own thing going on.
Yeah.
It's odd, but that's...
But that's fine. But if things were different, that wouldn't be okay, would it?
By things being different, do you mean if you weren't gay?
If I wasn't gay, yes.
Well, this is a fascinating discussion.
Yeah, think about it. Think about it.
No, I don't think it would...
Oh, come on.
No, because I don't know if you're her type on that front. Oh, this is good. Look at the face on her. What? No, I don't think you are.
You little...
No, but what are you saying? Hold on. Right, it feels like we've got issues to discuss here. What about...
Right, hang on. Actually, I'm going to call you back. We're going to sort this out with between us first. Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Okay, go.
No, what I'm saying, well, there's a couple of things going on here. No, I don't think I would be jealous because I know that you're a very good friend of mine and you wouldn't crack on, would you?
No.
This isn't like what's happened. We've had this situation here before at Radio 1 where stuff goes on this kind of thing. People get too close. It causes all sorts of drama.
Who?
You know who. Think about it.
There's loads.
No, think of exactly our position, right, with someone else, where someone got a bit too involved with...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how that slipped your mind.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. And those are the kind of situations that can develop from this. However, you're a nice guy. I don't think you would do that to me. But
no.
Also, I just don't think you're her type.
All right.
I know that offends you.
Well, what is her type?
Well, me, I guess.
Right.
Well, are you saying that anyone who likes me... Oh, this is an amazing one. So do you think anyone that, say, likes me or fancies me definitely fancies you?
Because not necessarily.
That's a very interesting question.
I just feel a little bit like, oh, she's not your type.
I think you do think that. I think you think that anyone that would ever fancy me would 100% fancy you.
If things were different and I was, like, messaging her, like, WhatsApp all the time, you wouldn't like that at all.
Yeah, I would. Do you know what?
What's his deal?
Being honest, I probably would struggle a little bit.
Mm. Even if we were on the radio together every day,
yeah,
you'd still be like, I think I trust him.
Yeah, wonder.
But then that's happened here before as well.
That's what I mean, and that's happened here before.
Do you know what I mean?
I feel quite comfortable, unless there's some breaking news that you're about to give me here, because there's never been.
No.
I mean, she's never tried it on with you, has she? And you've never tried it on with her.
Not from what I can.
What
no, of course
mean?
She hasn't.
I feel like we've gone violently away. What were we talking about? The rat nomination. Yeah. Call her back.
I'll call her back. Right, I'll do it after this.
Scott Mills.
I'm not sure that's okay from Angelo. I thought you two came as a package anyway.
What do you mean?
Well, not when it comes to his wife.
What, like some sort of... No, that's not the arrangement.
Yeah, on the radio, we're a package, yeah. We should call that girl back.
Sean has messaged us saying, please come to a conclusion with the convo about Chris's wife. I really must deliver this blood.
I don't think there'll be any kind of conclusion. It'll be one of those where you just don't agree
rumble,
with me.
Rumble on.
I'm calling Melanie.
Hello?
Melanie, I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
We're having a little bit of a domestic there.
All sorted now, though.
Brilliant. Glad to hear it.
Do you think that...
Why is he bringing it up again?
Do you think that Chris would have a problem with me...
We've just gone past this.
...talking to his wife or not?
I mean, it depends on, like, what context, really. I mean, I don't know how much you guys hang out outside of work.
Well, we do a lot, but, like, my messages to her aren't flirty. I just think that if things were different, he still wouldn't like it.
I don't know. Yeah. I think in most circumstances, I think it's okay.
Okay.
Who's your rat nomination?
Oh, sorry.
So it's Ricky with an I, right?
Yeah, Ricky with an I,
so
yeah.
He had a friend who was a girl that you were a little bit jealous of. He said she was a lesbian.
Mm-hmm. So they hang out quite a lot, and then the relationship ended. He ended our relationship. But we carried on seeing each other, which was a really silly move by me. Mm. But after about 2 or 3 months, he told me out of the blue that he was going to be a dad.
What?
So you can kind of see where I might be going with this.
Oh, no.
So he showed me a scan picture. And I realised that on the picture, there was no name or date, which I thought was really odd. And then I ended up doing some digging on my friend's Facebook profile, as you do. And I looked up this female friend of his and saw that she'd also announced that she was pregnant, which I thought, as she was a lesbian, that was quite odd.
Well, no, lesbians can give birth.
Well, yeah, but... I didn't know of any partners that she was with at the time, so, yeah.
That might be my quote of the
quote
year.
Quote of the day. Mm. Can we call the podcast that?
Mm. I just obviously clicked that it was obviously my ex-boyfriend that had fathered this child.
Okay.
So I confronted him about it, and he did admit it eventually, but he told me that it was a one-night kind of drunken stand and that they'd agreed to just stay friends, and that it happened literally just after we broke up.
Wow.
But the scan picture I know from other friends that have had kind of been pregnant and had children, that you can't have a scan like that until you're 12 weeks.
Right.
And he said that, no, I was wrong. You can get the scan at 8 weeks.
Oh, no, the dates are not matching up, are they?
Yeah,
the
so I double-checked. And then I confronted him again, and then eventually he did admit that this happened before we broke up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. but that's not even the worst part. So 4 months later, I went to his house, and the girl answered the door. And she must have been about 8 months pregnant by this point. I had no idea that she was living there with him, because I thought they were just going to stay friends. Regardless.
Oh, no.
I know. So it was a total shock for me. I could see it on her face as well, because she kind of knows about me, but from, like, when we were actually properly together. But then I decided to message her on Facebook, like, a couple of days later, and was just like, do you know, like, that me and him are still seeing each other, even though we broke up 8 months ago? And she was absolutely devastated. And she said, no, I had no idea. We've been together for over a year and a half. and she said, oh, he told me that he ended things with you 3 months into your relationship.
This Ricky with an I, Tricky Ricky.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so I felt so sorry for her, but I'm glad that she found out the truth in the end. But no, I think Ricky definitely deserves to be called after the rat.
So well, I mean...
You're not seeing him anymore?
No. I'm in a very happy relationship now and
good.
Have been for about 4 years.
Well, Ricky the Rat, I think, is a strong contender here.
I think possibly our strongest so far. We need to decide on a name, don't we?
I think what we're going to do is get them all together, and then we're going to decide next week who the rat is and who we're going to name it after.
Brilliant, OK.
Scott Mills.
Do you sometimes think that if you listen to the show, you could really develop huge trust issues?
Oh, yeah.
I really do.
Also, sometimes I think we've got to remember that we, you know, there's a lot of people who listen to this show, and it's great that everyone can be involved in these conversations, but I'm now hearing from...
From who?
Well, my wife.
Oh, what's she saying?
Are you talking about me on the radio again?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
And how do I explain what we were talking about?
Well...
Because it's just not normal.
I'd wait till tonight to face-to-face on that one, really. Guys, I need a hero. Now, you know what I'm going to ask you, don't you? And I know you're cynical and you're thinking, oh, Scott's going to try and lure me in here with this, like, with this emotional music and make me feel bad if I don't do it. And you'd be right. So, it's nearly the end of this season of Where Do You Think They Were? And many, many people have stepped up and they've taken one for the team and they have found out how they were made from one of their parents. And today, I want you to be that hero.
I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever.
I know that some of you listening will do this for me. I just need to speak to you and one of your parents. We've only got 4 weeks left of Where Do You Think They Were. You know how much you love listening to it on the radio. Now, get involved.
Also, you will be in the show history. We've only got 4 spaces left for this. We need 4 brave volunteers. People will remember you forever for this.
I need you to email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. And say to me, Scott, I would absolutely love my parents to tell me where and when they did it to make me on National Radio 1. I would love it, Scott.
And yes, it might be uncomfortable, but it's for the better of everyone listening.
Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk and be that hero.
Scott Mills.
I am sounding better today, right?
Yeah, a little bit better, yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, you're not fully there yet.
Not fully there. I just won't talk to anyone again tonight.
Mm.
It's really boring.
Yeah, but it's for the best. Just talk during the show and then no talking
and
elsewhere.
And that's it for the rest of the day.
Yeah, well.
I won't be speaking till tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Well, yeah.
Lucky you. All right, then.
Amor de comprendan, amor de el pasado. Ben, 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 ben.
First up, for Chris and Hemel Hempstead, a bit of old-school university challenge.
Right, 10 points for this. Meaning said only once. What two-word Greek term denotes a word...
He's loved it.
Hapax legomenon.
Correct.
Oh, I forgot about the hapax guy.
Right, 10 points for this. Meaning said only once. What two-word Greek term denotes a word...
He's loved it.
Hapax legomenon.
Correct.
Ah, slay love day, slay. Sam and Jackson, the tree surgeons, and Lee from Helsham, and Zach from Cornwall, want this viral clip from New Zealand.
Lift my scooter outside the dairy, Nick Minnett.
Stephen Cardiff asked for...
You're under a citizen's arrest! You're under a citizen's arrest! You're under a citizen's arrest! And I'll tell you what, you are too!
Paul in Ashford... From that sleep-talking app that we used to play a lot.
Sounds like you're going to get married in a wibbly-wobbly house.
Will in Norwich wants this from Gardener's World, one of his favourite plants.
Evergreen shrubs that come from the forests of China and Southeast Asia make useful ground cover in the garden. The evergreen Sarcococca hookeriana will tolerate dry shade.
Karen and Raj in Glasgow... Want the Nokia Skater Boy ringtone. Classic. Absolute classic. Dan pointing a wall in Nottingham once.
You've got no friends.
Oh, you want some?
Hey?
You want some?
Well, the old Supply Mall, wouldn't
you? You want some? What?
Are you red?
You want some?
They're fantastic. They're fantastic.
If you want some, I'll give it to you. You want to do it, mate?
Mind Jack, no more.
Henry came up to me in a pub a month ago. I'd like to consider myself his friend. But,
what did he say?
I was in a pub in Pinner, and he came up to me. I was like, this is amazing.
You want some?
I love it. I actually love him. Love Gordon.
What did he say?
He didn't say that. He didn't say that, no.
He's got no fans.
Are you all right, Chris? He's actually very polite.
Josh in Bicester wants this legendary dad off. Where do you think they were?
Jump, Daddy Ralph will make you jump.
Oh, Megan.
That was awful.
And Toby in Carlisle wants this when he forgot that a famous author was dead.
I'll walk around town and you'll say shmai to Ewan Ruan, the actor who plays Ramsay Bolton in Game of Thrones. This is all fine. Maybe you'll see local resident Roald Dahl or Letitia or Chichi.
You won't see Roald Dahl.
From short-lived MTV show The Valleys.
Can I stop you? You won't see Roald... Stop.
He's dead.
He's dead.
He's dead?
Definitely dead.
But...
Died in 1990.
Oh, apologies there.
Just looked up.
You're very unlikely to see Roald Dahl there.
Yeah, just change it. Yes. Come on then, 8999.
Hello to Ben Richardson, who says he's very excited to see Harry Redknapp later. He's going for Cheeky Nando's on the way. Well, this is what I'm thinking. Like, does Harry Redknapp, is that in a club?
Don't know.
Is he doing like a sort of meet and greet sort of thing? You know, like off of Towie? Don't know.
I don't know, Chris. Matt is bumbling away in Turner's Hill. Max in Oresford is on as well. Craig is desk in Cambrian, but he's gay.
Okay, let's have it. Come on.
Lee from Hailsham. Who else have we got? Ryan and Adam in Kingston. Jamie bumbling away from home in Derby.
Well, we're halfway through the week, people. This is good news. This is why we're doing a little celebration right now.
That's right.
To Ed in Benfleet, bumbling his shame bell off.
Shame.
Oh, it looks like Harry Redknapp's doing like those evening widths.
Oh, I love those.
So you spend an evening with Harry Redknapp. That's a thought.
Sammy the Thatcher, hi.
Sean, under a citizen's arrest, delivering wine in Oxfordshire.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Gemma in Bridlington. Mitch and Tui bumbling their heads off of the M6 on the way back from watching the cricket yesterday.
Alfie driving around Maidstone.
James from Melksham.
Justin in hospital in Fleet. Oh, near the services, nice.
Hi. I was going to say, go and see the bridge, but you can't because you're in hospital.
Yeah.
And Beth in Bristol. And Sam and the family in Cornwall. You need to sing.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here. Or, if you like, Doc Cotton.
But it turned out he was choking on a bit of sausage.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Holly in Exeter.
Hello.
Welcome to Bangers.
Woohoo.
Right, so this is your first day of 12 days off, isn't it?
Yes.
OK, what's your job?
I work as a healthcare assistant at the hospital.
OK, right, so that's a very important job, so you deserve some much-needed time off. What are you going to do with it?
I am going to be moving house next week, but first I have got rugby tour this weekend.
Yes. Have you had shirts made?
Yes, we have.
Right, we've been talking about this on the show yesterday a bit. People that have to get shirts made with nicknames on, whether it's a rugby tour or a football tour or a uni tour, or, you know, any student tour or stag or hen zoos. What's your nickname?
I don't know this year because we don't find out until the Friday night, which is when we wear our polo shirts.
But... Do you want me to give you one? Hang on. What I can do is I've got rugby nickname generator here.
Have you?
Yeah, bear
Fantastic.
With.
Fantastic.
Are you a forward or a back?
I'm a forward.
How would you describe your personality? Funny and silly, strong and determined, cool and confident, serious and focused?
I'd say funny and silly is the most accurate.
Bear with. What is one of your major strengths on the field? Think on feet, good at everything, massive tackler.
Oh, probably none of those.
or very good try scorer.
I mean, I've never scored a try playing 15.
I'll put think
so
on
we'll
feet.
With... Yeah, think on feet.
Yeah, think
on the
feet,
pitch,
do that one.
You'd be described as, this is the last one I think, quick, leader, scary or efficient?
Definitely not quick, probably efficient. We'll say efficient.
Okay.
And let's see what you've got. Oh, and what do you drink in the clubhouse post game? Real ale, lager, spirit / vodka. I don't drink.
Cider.
Not one of those.
That's not an option.
Not an option there.
We will say ale. I can neck a pint of ale.
Okay.
Okay, just bear with.
It's like some kind of telephone survey, but on the radio. It's fascinating for everyone else.
It's come up with the banker. And then it's a picture of Noel Edmonds on the phone and says they can always bank on you to deliver on and off the pitch. Probably not as rude as the one you're going to get at the weekend.
And rhymes
Probably
with flanker
not.
As well.
Yes.
Yeah, it does rhyme with flanker. That's fantastic.
Here's what I've got for you today. Skrillex. Bangarang.
Good choice.
Wasn't one that I originally chose, actually, Derek, but that doesn't matter.
Was it not?
No. But that's all right, because I can save that one for next time.
Yeah, fine. All right, Scott's choice there, or my choice today, is this.
Oh, sorry, I stopped.
Hello?
It. Sorry.
Hello?
What?
Nothing.
No, this is... There's loads of people in this. Spiller, Sophie Ellis-Bextor. This is called Groove Jet.
Yeah, I remember when it came out.
Yeah.
I always think, like, she's quite CBA through this, but then that was kind of her style.
That was her
it?
Thing. She was like...
Very nonchalant whenever she sang anything.
Yeah, like, literally couldn't look like she couldn't be bothered to be there.
Yeah.
But I've got somewhere else to be. Can we get this over with, please?
Yeah, no, but she did like it. That was just her style.
It was just... Yeah, yeah, just the face you pulled. She was actually loving floor. It inside. Yeah, but tell your face.
Mm. Can you burn this goddamn house
it's
right
murder
down?
On the dance floor.
You better not steal the groove, DJ.
Anyway, what do you want?
Can't say the best
Ooh,
of times.
Well, they are both good choices. They are both good choices.
Yeah.
The first one is probably good for, you know... partying and stuff like that, and the second one does remind me of Holiday, which I am currently now on, technically.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go with Scott, though, actually.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Asian Network presents the greatest Scottish desi export since Haggis Pakoras.
I like what I've done there, eh?
Scottistan. Brazen and cheeky banter in this Access All Asian podcast with Takai Nazir,
Paul Chal and Atta Yakub.
We do rock a good kilt.
Unfiltered life topics and insights of Asian cultures.
I went to see another movie called 50 Shades of Brown.
What we go through, what we think, what we feel.
What I really want to know is what do women want?
Oof. And there's much more than the Loch Ness Monster.
And Iron Brew.
Be warned, it's not for the squeamish or faint-hearted.
Scottistan. Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app.
I'm eating Fun Dip right now. Not giving up.
I haven't heard that for so long. Really good. Bit of Wednesday bass. Tom in King's Lynn is feeling that. Lewis in Bristol streamed Sophie Ellis-Bextor straight away. Don't do that.
It was an odd choice.
Come back. Hello. Have I got your attention?
Anyone who remembers MySpace, you know where you went onto a profile and there'd be a song playing?
Yeah.
And it was always interesting what song you put. Because I think you had four or five and you could choose what order it was and it sort of represented you in songs.
I had LDN by Lily Allen.
Did you?
Don't know why.
Did you?
Yeah.
Weird that, innit?
I don't know why that was.
Yeah.
Why did you mention that?
Well, because I wondered if Skrillex sort of fell into that time, because it strikes me as the kind of thing you'd go on my MySpace and there'd be something quite leery like that.
Still got one friend, just Tom.
Yeah, always Tom. Scott
Mills. Right, we're talking about getting shirts made for holiday or tour. So, Damien, you were in charge of the shirts, weren't you, for your event? What was it?
So it was my brother's stag do. So we went to Amsterdam for his stag do about a week ago.
Amsterdam stag. Dream. Amazing. Love it. What a great idea for the stag.
It was a very good weekend.
Was everyone in matching T-shirts?
So basically, we got the 12 people were in yellow T-shirts, and then the stag, him, my brother, was in an orange T-shirt. So,
Damien, run me through some of the names.
Well, we had one of the lads called... The name on the back of his T-shirt was Mr. Tights.
What else?
Spider Fringe.
Why?
Basically, his hairline has unfortunately receded, and he has chose to brush the very few hairs that you have left forward, and they resemble spider legs.
Spiders, yeah. Mm-hmm. Who else we got?
So we've got a Mr. Vinegar.
Do I want to know why on this?
it's quite simple, really. He just drinks vinegar.
Drinks it.
It's very random, but yeah, he enjoys a glass of vinegar on
Isn't
the odd occasion.
Funny? That was the last thing I thought of that name meaning, of everything going through my head.
Yeah.
Weird that.
Do you ever think maybe I should have a better set of friends or.
maybe.
Who else we got?
We've got a fat Chris Evans.
Amazing.
He is a small, shorter, plumpier version of the Chris Evans from BBC Radio 2.
Not anymore, but yeah.
And, well, good point. Any other names?
That not so great for the radio, in regards to...
Yeah.
Radio-friendly.
Well, this is our new favourite thing, isn't it, Scott? Hearing everyone's nicknames on the back of shirts, whether it's like a hen do or a stag do or you're a sport team or uni society.
Tell us the names and have you still got the T-shirt? 81199. Scott Mills. So, I know that GCSEs are all done now. Scottish Hires, all finished. But there are still a few A-levels left to do. So, good afternoon to you if you are in that situation right now.
Oh, it can be relentless as well. What you've just got to think about is when it's done, and the holiday that you can then have. And, like, the just long stretch of doing nothing if you want to.
Yeah.
You've deserved it.
So, good afternoon to you if you have sat a travel and tourism exam today. Oh, that's right up my street.
Yeah, that's what you would have done, I think, if it wasn't radio. Travel and tourism.
Cabin crew, you mean?
No, is that? No, because I always thought you'd be a someone who sells holidays.
Travel agent.
Travel agent, that's it.
There are still a few left. Yeah, but I would be the person, like, back in the day when you used to go into the travel agent and be like, what are you typing?
Yeah.
I'm just going with your mum and dad. Like, or like, we'd like to go to Mallorca, please. Sure, hang on. Literally typing for like an hour. What are you putting in there, please?
Well, I'm sure it's changed since then.
Oh, yeah.
Travel and tourism. Like, we don't want to do it down if you're working
typing.
Hard on it.
No, exactly. I would actually... Yeah, I would have gone into travel if I didn't do this. Hello to you if you have... hello. If you've done a classical Greek prose literature exam today. That's going to come in so handy in later life. Greek prose. Maybe you've done practical skills in chemistry today. Or Gujarati, listening, reading and writing.
The thing is, it's not about you necessarily needing to know ancient Greek, is it? Or whatever it was that you've just said. But it's the kind of the skills that you get from it. I did a politics degree. I'm not running the country, am I?
No, it still makes me laugh that. Sorry.
At least I did some work for my degree.
Tomorrow, there'll be a lot of people listening who are sitting maths exams.
Mm.
I hate maths. It was almost the worst. I couldn't do it.
It's so weird, though, right? Because I've got a list of the maths exams that are ahead.
Right.
And so, they've all got weird names.
Okay, so I've only just discovered this today, and I'm sure a lot of you listening will know about these, but until today, I did not know. This information is a day old to me, a day years old.
Yeah.
But I'm going to read out the different types of maths you might be doing tomorrow, but over the sexy M&S music.
Okay.
Because I think it calls for it. Do it again, hang on. Really need this voice to come back. Discrete mathematics. Pure maths.
I didn't realise these were a thing.
Extra pure maths. What are they? What's discrete mathematics? Discrete
math sounds naughty, doesn't it?
It is.
It sounds like that, it's like...
I'm going to nip out and do some times table.
You want to do some maths?
Yeah.
Discrete maths for me, is that just like, is that like sexy maths?
I don't know.
Is it like 23 times 3?
There's also a decisions mathematics.
Is discrete maths, you know where on a calculator you do 58,008? Turn it upside down, you got boobs.
No.
Is that what?
It can't be that. What's pure maths? It sounds like something from Glasgow. Pure maths. Obviously, we don't know because, yeah. 81199 if you do.
Scott Mills.
You can tell Scott's rubbish at maths because he didn't get Chris's joke about 3 times 23 being something. Yeah, I don't understand what you mean.
It's great because a few people did, Emily and Kent. Basically, you only know if you're a dirty nerd.
Yeah, and you are. You are a maths nerd, I think.
I'm not really, no.
Mm. Okay, so apparently, discrete maths.
Four.
Is, the kind of maths is the kind of science behind sat navs and that. Discrete.
Right, okay.
That's what someone's saying. Have you heard of extreme biology before?
No.
Right? Simon and Hamilton, South Lancashire had to sit that one.
Scott Mills.
I don't think we're giving enough credit to travel and tourism as an exam, and loads of people are having to deal with it today. Actually, so can I give you a couple of practice questions? Just interested to see how you'd answer. Because
okay.
I think this is your area if you were going to do one.
This is the exam that people are taking today.
Yeah.
Travel and tourism.
Explain two ways in which a cruise company can assess the quality of their customer service.
Two ways. Focus groups.
Very good.
Mystery shoppers.
Yes, that's right. That's actually right.
Is it?
Do you remember when I was a mystery shopper for the show?
Oh, that was so good.
I went out with a newspaper with eye holes in and stuff like that.
After that, I never told you this, but I actually secretly applied to be a secret mystery shopper.
Did you?
Yeah. But then I thought, I shouldn't tell anyone here because then it's not that mystery, is it?
Yeah, you need to keep the mystery with it.
They never got back to me.
I'd love to do that. We should maybe do that again.
Yeah.
Do you remember I had a disguise and everything?
You did, you're right. Next question.
Explain why some visitors may prefer to use a travel agent to book a holiday rather than booking independently.
Because they make it simple. Mm. They're there 24/7, everything in one place.
Yes, yes.
They're good at it.
Yes, A-level.
They'll get the wrong dates. Oh, my God, I could have got an A-level after all.
Scott Mills.
Oh, this is nice. From Lucy in the library in Oxford, she says, I just want to say thank you, Scott and Chris. Currently halfway through my finals in engineering at Oxford, and I look forward every day for you guys cheering me up between 1 and 4, because some days I really need it. You've helped me get through exams every year since I was 15. I'm now 22, and the last year has been amazing also, so thanks so much.
Oh, that's so... You know what? That's so sweet. Thank you.
I've been a fan of the show for time, says Lucy, in the library in Oxford. Dan, where are you studying? Hello?
Hello.
Where are you studying?
Exeter.
Okay, and you're studying maths?
I do.
Okay, right. Have you just nipped out of the library or something?
No, I'm on my placement this year. I'm at work.
Oh, right, cool. Just learn about all these different types of maths, Dan. I wonder if you can shed any light on these.
There's some well niche ones, from what I can see.
Yeah, I mean...
Discrete maths, what's that?
Discrete maths?
Yeah.
It's the type of stuff like... So imagine you're playing card games and you want to try and work out which card to play. And imagine you had two dice and you rolled them both. How many different ways are there to get the number 7? That type of thing.
What's discrete about that?
Sounds fun.
Okay, pure maths.
Pure maths, like maths but without any numbers. Weird, abstract stuff.
Extra pure maths.
That, but even more.
More of the same. Functional mathematics. Functional?
Sorry?
Functional.
Functional?
Yeah.
I'm lost on that one. That one's not in my degree.
Yeah, probably too hard even for all of us. What kind of math are you into, then?
Yeah, what math do you
like?
What
kind of math am I into?
Yeah, what are you like?
Machine learning type stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Network.
What else?
what else?
Stats.
I'm kind of more into the computing side now, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Good to speak to you, Dan.
Scott Mills.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Chloe.
Hey, Chloe, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I've been listening to The Tap Ends recently, 24 Years at the Tap End.
Oh, yes, we've got a podcast for this now.
Yes. It's so good to relive the old times.
It's all the old 24 Years at the Tap Ends that we used to do back in the day in podcast form.
Yeah, I love this. Actually, I've had so many messages about this because this was just a little idea that we kind of thought we'd do because we know a lot of people liked 24 Years at the Tap End, but you can't really find it anywhere. So we thought we'd throw it out as a load of podcasts, then people can find it if they like it and maybe discover it if you've never heard it before. It's all just stories from my life, really, growing up.
And are you enjoying them, Chloe?
I literally love them. I've listened to them so many times over the years. I used to find them on weird YouTube channels.
Yeah, yeah, and there's sort of hooky feeds to it.
Yeah. Okay, so what's your idea?
I was wondering if we could just do a stag special. I'd like to, I feel like you guys are my friends. I'd like to hear more about what happened then.
What, from Chris's stag do?
Yeah, well, not from your stag do, Scott.
Oh, no. I mean, 24 Years at the Tap End wasn't on then, was it? So,
no.
I mean, we did talk about your stag.
We did, but I think you're right. I think we could maybe do a one-off special which sort of covers that whole area. But I kind of think if we're going to do it, we really go for it. In which case, I think we should do it at a time where if we were to get fired, it wouldn't cause so much of an issue. I'm saying we wait until the end and then we do it.
What,
do
you know the
what
very I mean? End?
The very end. Have something to look forward to, everyone. If we do it in style. That's what I'm saying.
Mind you, with Gavin and Stacey coming back, it seems to be like the appetite right now, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. If there's a demand, we'll do a 24 Years at the Tap End for the stag, maybe.
If there's anything from the older years, like when you were still at the Tap End, Chris, that'd be nice too.
No, he's got nothing left.
You just want more 24 Years at the Tap End. We'll just enjoy the podcast for now, and if we can do more, we'll do more. Of course we will.
The reason we stopped doing it is because literally we ran out of stories. However, I do think there's a stag one in there somewhere.
Mate, there's a few things that have happened that we haven't talked about on the show, which could be amazing. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it.
Have you got enough for a new series, though?
Don't know.
You don't want to be forcing them out just exactly. For season three, you know?
I agree.
Scott Mills. Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.